The Carmelite nun, Teresa of Avila, lived from 1515 to 1582. Born a noble woman, she eventually felt she was called to live an austere, contemplative life. But severe illness then struck, leaving her legs paralyzed for 3 years. Feeling spiritually dry, she never gave up meditation and prayer. She would later write of having gone through various stages of meditation, rising to what she called the devotions of silence, and finally to the devotions of ecstasy. While German reformers continued to correct abusive thinking and lax religious life in Protestant territories, Teresa worked to purify the social laxness among the 150 nuns in her Carmelite convent. Her efforts at reform did not win her friends, but she did find funding for establishing the first of what would soon become many reformed Carmelite monasteries. Meeting severe opposition to her reforms from within the larger order, she finally obtained the protection of King Philip II of Spain. Teresa was well-read, both in Augustine and in the writings of medieval mystics. While some in the church wanted her silenced, others encouraged her to write. She would eventually produce 5 books, hundreds of letters, and some poetry. The University of Salamanca gave her the honorary title Doctor Ecclesiae, Doctor of the Church. Today, she is best known for her poems. Teresa once wrote,
"Mental prayer is for me none other than an intimate relation of friendship, frequently spending time alone with the one whose love for us is beyond doubt."
In her introduction to the book, Praying with St. Teresa, Elaine Storkey tells us,
"In prayer, we are called to stand in the presence of God, who dwells in us, to look on God with love, to listen to God, and to speak tenderly to God. It is not a question of doing and saying things to the Lord, but of being in God's divine presence. For Teresa, it is very important to be passive in prayer because it enables us to become open to God's light flooding in and makes us receptive to his divine initiatives."
One of St. Teresa's most succinct poems is best known by its first line, "Nada te turbe," "Let nothing disturb you."
"Let nothing disturb you, nothing alarm you. While all things fade away, God is unchanging. Be patient, and you will gain everything. For with God in your heart, nothing is lacking. God meets your every need."
Jacques Berthier drew on this poem for one of the many hymns he composed for the Thésée community in France. Today's email has the Spanish text and English translation. This was recorded by the community during worship.
Oh. verse 3.